for Marlis, it was a great place to work.
Yeah, it
was the greatest place.
What did you like about it?
It was just happy. It was just a happy place to work. It was just a happy place to work. Great place to work. It was good. It was good. And being a Ute driver, them days you used to do all the pickups. You'd be everywhere. You would, 10-12 hour days. You were just going all day, driving the truck, whatever. Yeah, it was just flat out. It was good. And then, on the weekends, you could work whatever you want to work. Like, if you were happy to work, you worked. So, if I wasn't driving the Ute, I'd go and help in the workshop fix the machine. So, being a Ute driver. So, because I come off the land, because Lou used to look after the cows, so I inherited the cows. So, I used to look after the cows too.
Jeez.
So, the other afternoon, you go and do your cows and whatever. And,
sounded like great work.
Oh, the amount of jobs I've had, so that was that. Oh, great. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the land, ground. Yeah, So Sarah and John, Sarah was the me cattle go-to.
Yeah,
I talked to Sarah all about the cows. So I used to go to up there to Narrabri every now and then and take the cows or transfer them or whatever. And so I got to meet Sarah and Richard, Johnny Richards.
Yeah.
Got in a few times. And then, that was just part of it and just rolled on. And then, I don't know, after about maybe 5, 6 years of doing that, I thought there's no future in this. And then I heard a whisper that you could do. So I'm still helping the blokes in the workshop or whatever I could help out, that you could go and be a mature age. This time I was about 26. Mature age apprenticeship. Anyway, I'm going to be a plant mechanic. So says Alan Rutter, I want to do a mature age apprenticeship, be a plant mechanic. And Alan sort of sat back and went, I can't make a call. Paul's got to make that call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay then, no worries. I'll see Paul. Anyway, a couple of days later, Daryl Berry in the office, and here's Paul sitting there. Daryl, yes, Mr. Kerr. What's his idea? You want to be a apprenticeship? Yes, Paul, I would like to do a mature age apprenticeship as a plant mechanic. We don't do plant mechanics here. Why are you going to be a plant mechanic? I said, I believe that we do plant mechanic work here, Paul. More than fitting machinists, because we're fixing machines and everything, it should be a plant mechanic thing. Okay, Al, boy wants to bury himself, bake it happen. That was the interview. So I was the first plant mechanic. So I done my apprenticeship. I had to do 3 years because I was mature age, 4 years. And Rixus was just starting to kick off. In about, about 98, 99, 98? Yeah, just kicking off. Me and the foreman down there, Doug Jones, could see a bit of opening, approached them. And they said, there's no guarantee, but so we'll go contracting, 2 years or whatever, two of us. And Paul said, I'm not Paul. William said, yep, no worries. We'll give it a go. And yeah, we done 7 years and we did it hard.
Yeah.
On that contractor's pad, no shed, no nothing, just 6-7 days a week.
Jeez.
Looking after drag lines on the weekends and shut down like machines. And we do it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. Yeah. I had numerous jobs of like ute driver, labourer, storeman, cattle rustler. I take cars, and then Sarah sent some cows down here. Freezing cows in car with embryo transplant, and I said to Kerry, there's no word, just turn up Monday. And I said, Kerry, what the hell is he doing here? He said, oh, you're going to show. You're gonna show these cows. I went, I don't think about showing cows, well, you better learn. So there we go. On Saturdays, get paid to go to the show, take show cows. Bulls. I've got some ribbons too, got some bulls.
Jeez.
Yeah, got all right out of it too. Got some good bulls and cows. Got all that.